Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Academy Talk Radio. This is the Ask a Medium radio show. I'm your host, Reverend Ivy Rivera, psychic medium. I'm also the founder of the Ivy League Psychic Academy, where we air tonight, coming to you from Buffalo, New York. We have other Ivy Leagues opening in California, Pennsylvania, and soon to be elsewhere. So stay tuned for that. I designed this radio show in the expectancy that it will reach those of you who are truly ready to receive the knowledge that's being taught here at exactly the right moment, in synchronicity with your spirit, to see a full listing of the classes that are being taught at the school. You can visit IvyLeaguePsychicAcademy.com. And if you want to book a reading with me through Skype, FaceTime, email, or in person, you could do that at IvyRiveraPsychicMedium.com, or you can find me on Facebook at Ivy Rivera. I encourage all listeners worldwide to attend classes here at the school electronically, or in person if you can get out here to us at one of the locations. So join us at the Ivy League Psychic Academy, where we are raising up the next generation of lightworkers. Hello, everybody. I am your host, Reverend Ivy Rivera, psychic medium, coming to you from the Ivy League Psychic Academy. Welcome to Academy Talk Radio, Ask Medium Show. We are discussing tonight relationships, karma, and astrology. Super fun topic. I love it. It's a bit addictive. Always interesting. Always more to learn. So, because I am not an expert by any means in astrology, I know most people study about 25 years to fully understand this. I have brought on a special guest, Christina Del Rey. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Awesome. So Christina Del Rey is a tarot reader, an astrologer, and also a school teacher. And we enjoy having her here at Ivy League Psychic Academy. She teaches astrology here as well as tarot training, and it's always a good time. So if people are looking to book with you, Christina, they can find you on Facebook. What's your Facebook?
Yes, Christina Del Rey. It's D-E-L-R-E-Y.
Okay, good. And if you guys are looking to book a full reading with
message me.
Yeah.
You should be able to get me.
Yeah, just send a message to, is it a business page or is that your?
It's a regular page.
It's a regular page. Okay. And if you guys are looking to book a reading with me, you can do that at IvyRiveraPsychicMedium.com, or you can text 716-602-1391. That's also up on the website. I just want to announce a couple classes real quick that are going on here at the Academy. All classes will be downloadable by the end of 2017. That's the goal anyways. Most of them are downloadable at this point. So if you guys can't attend in person, you can do that. You can also Skype or FaceTime in for all of the classes. A couple things that we've coming up. Coffee with Your Angels, Monday the 20th in November. That class teaches you about guardian angels, how to identify them, how to know if you're working for them, how to understand the communications they're having with you, and then you get to meet each one of the angels that are appointed to working with you in your life. We also have dreams class, helping you with dream interpretation, astral travel, all those interesting things coming up Monday, November 27th. We have a psychic fair in-house coming up Sunday the 19th, that's really soon. So we'll have some tarot readers, psychic mediums, healers here at the Academy. Come and check it out from 1 to 6 p.m. For those of you looking to train in your psychic mediumship skills here, you can catch us in January for that. And we also have a series of kid classes coming up called Everything Elementary, ranging from 6 to 16 years old. Get your kiddos in here and get them empowered. All different kinds of topics coming up with that. So you can see everything at IvyLeaguePsychicAcademy.com. There's a ton more going on. So I want to start right away. I know we have a couple callers waiting. Guys, feel free. Rose, what's the number if they want to call in with their relationship questions, preferably tonight?
Yep, they can call in at 646-668-2353.
Okay, very good. So let's get right into it. Okay. We do a class here called Relationships, Boundaries, and Cord Cutting. And I started running it maybe 7-8 months ago, and it was a huge hit. And I'm not surprised, right? So at the core of the majority of our human experiences here on Earth, we are involved with other people. Relationships are a huge part of all of those lessons and network that we have to do. Unfortunately, a lot of these relationships aren't working out. They're tense, they're stressed, they're toxic. And while it's easy enough to move away from some of them, and it's no big deal, and it doesn't haunt you, and you can cut your losses easily, there are other ones that are undeniably, undeniably difficult to leave behind, almost as though there are cords, right, or energy, or karma, something holding you to this person. So that's why I wanted to bring you on, Christina. I want to talk about it from a couple different aspects today, and one of them most certainly is astrology, is it not?
Okay.
So I want to ask you first, like straight away, how do you know when you're involved with someone, whether it's romantic, platonic, family, whatever, how do you know when you're involved in a relationship that's really going to work, or when you're involved in something that's really going to be pressed and difficult?
Well, the first thing that most people look at is the sun sign. Typically, you know, like it all really boils down to elements. There's fire, earth, air, and water. And sometimes when you know, the first thing that you see about a person is their sun sign and their ascendant sign. The ascendant is where the sun was on the horizon when you were born.
Is that also the rising sign?
That's the rising sign, correct. And that's what you see. That's kind of like your attraction to somebody. That's what you first see when somebody walks in a room, you know, you first meet them. That's what you see. It's not until later that you discover, like, more about them, you
right.
know? And that's when, like, you get into more, like, the personal planets, like the Moon, the Mars, Venus. But, yeah, like, there's going to be a lot of, there's going to be karma with some of those relationships that needs to be worked out. And sometimes when you work your karma out with some of those relationships, time to move on. And that's where the cord cutting would come in, you know, like if you've served your karma.
When you say karma from an astrological perspective, what do you mean by that?
Usually we have interactions that are planned before you get here on Earth, and you have to play out those scenarios, learn the lessons that you set up before, your soul set up before you came here. If you do not learn those lessons, you will have to repeat them in the next life. So when you do feel a pull, sometimes, you know, that's telling you where to go. However, you know, like that's why it's important to understand energy and understand the cord cutting like you offer, like the class you offer, because when the time has come to sever those ties, you have to be able to do it. So that's why the class comes in so helpful, you know.
So you would say that it's like a karmic contract,
yes.
Right? So when we do mediumship training here, we talk about life contracts.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about things that you agreed to do before you came to Earth.
Yeah.
And all these things tend to be on a deadline,
yes.
in a roundabout way. So what you're saying is that within relationships, there are also karmic contracts.
Absolutely.
Having to do with the meaning, essentially, that the whole entire reason you met this other person
mm-hmm.
is because you guys have lessons,
mm-hmm. yeah.
work that needs to be done together.
Yes.
And you feel that it's acceptable, because there's a lot of debate, let's face
mm-hmm.
it, right? There's a lot of debate on cord cutting. Oh, you shouldn't do that, or you can overcut, or... You know,
mm-hmm.
There's a reason for it. When do you think it's acceptable to do a cord cutting?
I think when your energy is being drained to the point where you can't focus anymore, and it's affecting your health and your emotional, you know, your emotional state, and it's interfering in your daily life. That's when I think that you need to release. Although karmic contracts are very much in your birth chart, and then the other person's birth chart, and when you put those charts together, you'll see those connections and the karma that potentially needs to be worked out.
Yes, I do. I
can't imagine that you
have multiple
that.
Charts done with you. I find it incredibly fascinating. It's It's like a science project,
yeah.
You know, and
I just constantly read about it every day.
Oh my God. I know. It's so interesting. You can do it with your children. You can look at those charts and compatibility there. You can do it with lovers, you know, with friends. It's so fascinating. Coworkers, especially if you're building your own business.
It helps too, because you know how the person's going to get on your nerves a little bit.
That's
so
right.
You can kind of prevent preventative steps.
Pull out that other part of your own personality that can tolerate them.
Exactly.
Yeah. So really interesting stuff. Okay. So again, you know, I agree with you. There is an appropriate time to do a cord cutting. It is nothing to be ashamed of. There is no reason that any of us should ever feel like a failure when one person is carrying all the weight and then getting drained because of it. It is no longer serving you. And you can sign off on that contract. You can sign on to a new contract, continue to learn those lessons, but you don't have to do it the same old way that we signed on to. I know we have a bunch of callers waiting, so if we want to get to some. Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah.
Hello. What's your question?
I am kind of employment. I'm sure that relates to relationships. So.
Okay. So what's the question? Your employment?
Yes, I would like new employment, and I've been applying actually today. I've been focused on that.
Okay. So let's see what we what we're feeling for her.
Can I just ask what your astrological sign is? Do you know?
Sagittarius, December.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What I'm feeling with you, and then Christina, if you want to follow up with more, you know, astrological perspective here. What I'm feeling with you, psychic mediumship perspective here, is that. I see you talking a lot with people, and I feel like you need to be careful, possibly with previous employment, or that you don't find yourself in a rut where you're being excluded, where you're in a cubicle, where you're doing something that doesn't feel meaningful because you're not connecting with the people. Okay, so what I see is that you need to be communicating. You would do well, I want to say, in any position where you're able to either sell something or even possibly train people. I can see you getting a little bit impatient with that from time to time, but I still can see it as being fulfilling for you. Christina, what are you getting?
Yeah, I was like getting counseling. I don't know if you're talking to people or just helping them, but I know Sagittarius, that's a sign that really likes their freedom. They don't like to be under a lot of restriction and rules. They really like to, be free to move around. Sometimes they don't even like to stay in one place. They like to sort of be itinerant and move around. What is your current employment?
I work in a cubicle at an immigration law firm.
Yeah, and with Sagittarius, you're going to want to be out there and you're going to want to be doing, you know, sort of humanitarian stuff, but in a big way.
And, you know, one of the positions that really caught my eye and I recently applied to today, like I was saying earlier, is to work with troubled teens, but only females, so girls.
Yeah,
troubled
that's what
girls.
I was like, getting. I was getting like some kind of counseling and talking. I think that is the way to go, don't you?
I really do. And it looks too like that particular one might open up to other possibilities. So I see you traveling out with it to three other locations.
Oh,
wow. So somehow this will network you.
And Sagittarius, they kind of like to teach. They like to, give their philosophies to people. And I think that would be a really good, placement for her.
I think that one will work out.
Yeah, I also think my next goal would be to get it certified and translate, because I like law. But I also like to speak and kind of do my own thing without, you just said, you totally just mentioned it. So I was thinking about becoming a certified translator from English to Spanish. I'm bilingual, so I feel like if I can get into the legal field and kind of get that feeling to work with,
and
commissioner,
judges. Itinerant too, so that would be awesome. Not only will you make money, but you'll be able to sort of make your own schedule.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be great.
Go forward. Anytime you're communicating, you're working with the people, it's going to be good for you. Okay, and there will be more abundance. Get out of the cubicle and keep going forward. Good for you. Okay, many blessings. Okay. Thank you very much for your question.
Wow. Okay, thank you for the clarity.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, thank you.
Next caller, are you there?
Hi.
Next caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
How are you? What's your question?
Well, my question is, I'm single. Do you see a relationship coming for me?
You want to get her up.
What is your astrological sign? Do you know?
I'm also a Sagittarius.
Also Sagittarius.
Sagittarius night. All right. What I'm seeing with you, first and foremost, I have a gentleman coming through from the other side. Feels like eternal. Okay. With this, like, dad, and gentleman you would have been close to, more like a grandfather. I was going to say more like a dad energy. What I'm feeling with him, he's talking about circumstances have been holding you back. But you're done using that. So if you found yourself maybe using circumstances as an excuse for why you're not really putting yourself out there or relationships aren't taking off, you haven't invested enough time in it, he says that you need to be done with that part. I'm seeing that the more you put yourself out there in a real way, the more you'll attract to you the kind of partner that you're deserving of. But I want to say high standards. Make sure you have some pretty high standards going on. Seems like you could attract a lot of people to you in a really short period of time, and they're not all of value. Okay, so there could be like almost five. I don't know if you're putting yourself on a dating site or what. It seems almost like five all at once. And I wouldn't say that that all of these are something I want to entertain. You're supposed to watch, according to this dad, you're supposed to watch for the humor. It's all about who you can charm with your humor. And there's going to be intellectual connection and stimulation going on there. So that would be the next best one. What are you getting for her?
You know, Saturn right now is in Sagittarius, actually. It's going to move out. I don't have the exact date, but it is soon. So that's going to free up some things for you. Saturn typically restricts and teaches you lessons. So you may have been going through some lessons in the past year, but that's going to change in the rewards. If you're learning your lessons, the rewards are going to come. I feel like you're supposed to be picky, or you are picky or something like that. But I feel like Ivy said, there's going to be a bunch of men. Don't settle. You're supposed to learn whatever lessons you've been going through, and you're supposed to be picky to the point where, you know, you're going to hold out for what you deserve. You're going to give the guy a chance as well.
Okay. Wow, that's true.
Well,
because I am very
picky. Yeah, I want to say the next 2 to 3 months are going to be big for this for you.
Okay. I'm sorry, say that again.
The next 2 to 3 months. So this really, it's the second month out from now, leading into the third month, things are going to really start picking up a lot.
Wonderful. And you're right,
okay.
I do have high standards, so I'm not settling for anything less. Thank you.
Yeah,
perfect.
Thank you.
Keep it where it is. Good. Many blessings. Thanks for your question.
Bye.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What's your question?
I wanted to know if you see a relationship coming up for me. What do you see with my love life?
What is your astrological sun sign? Do you know?
Yep, I'm a Virgo.
Okay.
Let me see what I'm getting. What I'm feeling is that you may have had something going on over here to the past, or it may even be lingering a bit in your energy. So whether you're actually with this person or it's just lingering in your energy, it may also be a little bit about back and forth. What I'm feeling is that you may have kind of walled off, or you may have a little bit of a tendency to wall off. I want to say be mindful that with the next round, the next person that you're with, you're coming out of that shell a little bit more. When you feel like there's discord within the relationship, don't just go in and close off. So communication, but I'm also hearing, I believe this is your grandmother, I want to say, I feel like I'm a mom's side of the family. She's talking about authenticity, okay? Communication is not really that significant unless it's authentic. So there are other ways to communicate. She said communicate by showing love, by giving a gift, by making an effort to maybe spend extra time with this person if you've had a tendency to wall off. It doesn't have to just come through words. So think outside the box with this next thing. But I do feel something really hanging on there also from the past. What do you get?
Yeah, it's funny. I guess I get some of the same stuff that you do. I get like a healing is needed, but it's good for Virgos. Like in 2018, some relationships issues will be solved more easily. And you'll be very busy. But there, you know, you need to make time for relationships. And I do feel like there's something coming, but it just feels like there's a healing needed.
So another way of saying that is that no matter what's in your stars, mm-hmm. when we are holding to something energetically that has to be cleared out.
Yeah, just like something needs to be let go.
Yeah, you need to cut a cord, you need to do something like that. There's nothing that can fix that. It's the kind of thing that you have to take the upper hand on. Okay, so again, I would recommend the relationships, boundaries, cord cutting class. You might need to learn a little bit more about really taking control of the energy, taking the helm, so that what you're putting out to the world reads as available. Okay, because right now you could say that you're reading as unavailable. And what are people going to think about that as they approach it? They're going to think that they're going to get rejected or that you're already taken. And even though it's not true, it's what your energy says. And we instinctually respond to that. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so a little bit of clearing out, and then it looks like things will be turning around. All right, sounds good. Well, thank you so much for your call. Many blessings.
Thank you.
So I want to move on. Now, what's the number again if people want to call in with questions?
646-668-2353.
Okay, very good. So, Christina, back to this. Now, we're talking about, you know, how you know whether or not you're going to be really compatible mm-hmm. with someone. And so many people look at their sun sign.
Right.
And so many people tend to become so over-absorbed in their own sun sign that they don't think of anyone else. They don't learn about the other astrological signs. Right. They only know about they're so absorbed with themselves. And they don't look at their moon and their rising, right? And so what would you say are the most important things to examine? I know you said that the rising is also known as your ascendant.
Right.
Okay. But what, in your opinion, are the things that they should be looking at?
You want to always cast a chart on any potential, mate possible. And you always want to know, like, of course you look at the sun signs. I mean, it's elemental. So, like, you know, if you're a fire sign and you see this water sign, well, at first that might not look compatible, you know. But what people don't know is that you could be like myself. I'm a fire sign, but I have a ton of water. Planets and water in my chart. So I am compatible with somebody who is a water sign. It might take a little work. There might be some complicated, there might be some challenging aspects to work out, but there are in every relationship, or we wouldn't be here to learn our lessons.
Because basically water could put fire out.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's sort of the idea is that you don't want to get trampled and you don't want to trample someone else.
Right. So if I had a potential, if I was looking at a potential partner, I would want to see just how much water he has in his chart. You know, I want to see, okay, does he have multiple planets in water or is it just the sun sign and he's got a bunch of air signs? Well, air signs would fuel fire. So that would work out well with me.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have to, you would have to assess the situation as a whole. You don't want to, anybody can be with anybody, but you want to, you want to know what you're up against. So when you cast a chart and you put your partner's chart and your chart together, synastry chart, and you have a professional astrologer do that for you, you can tell like what's going to be potential problems, what's going to work out, what are your attractions, and then you can decide for yourself, okay, well, you know, do I really want to put my energy into this or not? Yeah, but that's how we do it here.
And the houses.
And the houses too. Like, so if
because there are 12.
Yes. And so if I cast a chart, I can see where my potential partners planets fall into my houses, you know, and then I can see like, oh, if his son is in my fifth house, well, I'm going to see him as, you know, as very romantic and fun. And, you know, I'm going to have a good time with him. So, you know, depending on where those things are, and, you know, and there's so many things in a synastry chart.
Thank God. And we don't all have to be able to read one of those. I like how you said, just look at the elements.
Yeah.
Fire. Air, water, earth, and you can see a lot
and
there.
See what's compatible.
And the 12 houses are like one house is work,
mm-hmm.
one house is love, one house is
there's even a house for sex.
There you go. This is important, folks.
You want to make sure that that's compatible.
That's not going to work. You may as well just hit the bricks, right?
That's right.
You really do. I mean, you really have to say, what is this going to be worth the effort? So where it could. Every relationship, like you said, is going to require work, but where exactly is it falling? You know,
mm-hmm.
you have to know yourself.
Right.
You have to know your limitations and what you're capable of working with. So interesting. I would say that any new relationship should start with a chart reading, compatibility chart.
Should.
Yeah. So, you know how to kind of launch this. No surprises. Everything plays out eventually. All right. So we're talking here too a little bit about karma,
mm-hmm.
showing up in a chart. What else can you see from maybe past lives and
a little bit about past
soulmate.
Lives. Yeah, like you can see if you have like if you have a planet near a node, like if one of his planets, like say Mars is near your south node, that might trigger anger in you. You might have past life ties.
Mm-hmm.
And he might easily bring out anger in you. So you have to, you know, but you have to see what offsets that too. You know, like there could be positive, there could be negative. We have challenging, we have easy aspects. But you can also have North Node aspects too, which would like make you part of his lesson or her lesson to learn. So you might have, you know, you might have something where you guys have to learn together. Where, you know, you were your soul contract, you were put here to do something together, to guide somebody or to help somebody or just to be together to create something.
And you could sometimes look at that and say, look, this isn't happening right now, but this will be happening in the future, correct?
Yeah, I mean, like, synastry is going to show you the path, really, like, you know, the path that you're going to navigate. As far as soulmate ties, there are very specific planetary ties, and, you know, when you start seeing multiple soulmate ties in a chart, that's when you know that's a very intense relationship. That's going to be a contract that you're going to have to work out.
And what would those look like in a chart?
Well, your personal planets, like your moon is your emotions. Venus is your love nature. And Mars is like your sex drive, your action. So you want to look at, a lot of times when we have the outer planets, like maybe his outer planet touching your personal planet or your outer planets touching his personal planets, it's really all about what touches your personal planets, including your sun and chart points like the ascendant. But one of the major ones is Pluto. Pluto connecting to a person's, Pluto connecting to a person's personal planet. There could be very deep, intense connection. It's kind of like when you're in the room with somebody, with a couple, and you feel like you see them looking at each other, and you can feel the intensity, like in their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
This very strong connection. It's like they're drawn to each other, and they can't. It's almost like an addictive, obsessive.
I was gonna say this is one of the things that we talk about in the relationship
mm-hmm.
class. Is that when there is soulmate connection, even if you make an attempt to leave that relationship, even if it is toxic, it's not working out, one person is lagging
right.
behind, there will be an obsessive, addictive tendency there where you may have physical reactions to chills, you know, the sweat, constant dreams about this person, feeling like you have to have them.
Yeah, it becomes very obsessive. Like you can't, you really just, it's hard to refocus on things. And Pluto can be intense and it can be good.
We're blaming Pluto for this.
Yes, and it can also turn bad too. It can turn into violence. It can turn into stalking. It can turn into, you know, bad as well.
Good love gone bad.
Right, right.
All on the planet of Pluto.
Because Pluto's all about power. And you know, and you know, like it can be power struggles, so that's an issue. But and you know, and that would be a case where you would have to cut ties as best as you possibly could. You know, you would have to cut cords, and you would have to try to fulfill that karmic contract and be done with it. That would be a good example. Other planets that would connect to personal planets. Neptune is one, and Neptune is all about fantasy and romanticizing. And sometimes when, say a man's Neptune connects to a woman's sun, sometimes that can seem like the ideal person, you know, and they might idealize that woman a little too much, or, you know, there might be too much of an idealization going on, and they might be disappointed, or it might not live up to those standards, but yet it might always be, that person might always be the ideal. I don't know.
That can make it the long haul.
Yes, it's interesting. You tend to exaggerate it or imagine it sometimes. Depends, like, it depends if it's a challenging aspect or a harmonious aspect, But it's something like you have to sort of, it can sort of drain you sometimes, or sometimes, you know, like you said, you can work it out. Sometimes it can bring emotional pain, sometimes, you know, because the dream can't be fulfilled. Other times, if there's enough to balance it out in the chart, you can. So
you're talking about the person being sort of put up on that pedestal.
Yes.
Yeah, it can drain them.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just unrealistic.
Disappointments,
okay.
Things like that.
Right.
Too.
That's huge. But isn't that such a common problem? Is that, I mean, I think this is why people, you know, they get into marriages and relationships, they get out, we're in and we're out. But if you're not being realistic about who you're actually dating,
right,
who you're seeing, you've got them on some kind of a pedestal. We also, the psychic mind sees the end result. So this is a common problem with psychics.
Well, this is kind of funny because Neptune is the planet of psychics. So
there you go.
Yeah,
okay, so this is all Neptune.
So when you have a Neptune connection, you often have what feels like a psychic connection with the person where you can sort of mind read and things like that.
Interesting.
Depending on, you know, the elements in your chart. But
you see the end result, so you're thinking that this is who they really are.
Yeah.
Or we get stuck on saying this is who they could be.
Right, could be, yeah.
This is who they will be.
Exactly.
If I could just give a little bit of a nudge,
exactly,
I can just get them there the rest of the way.
Yeah, Neptune is the rosy-colored glass that we wear. So,
That's so good.
Yeah.
So we need to be careful.
It's not fun to take those off.
Well, there's a huge difference. There's a huge difference. You turn the lights on.
Yes.
You know, at the end of the night. But, you know, there's a major difference between assisting one another,
mm-hmm,
learning lessons from one another,
mm-hmm,
helping the growth of, you know, their life and your life. You could see that in the chart versus,
mm-hmm,
right, the Neptunian rosy glass, putting someone up on a pedestal.
Yeah, and if you know,
completely unrealistic.
If you know it's there, you can kind of, you know, you can say, okay, well, I know that I'm going to, you know, only see the good in this person, or I'm not going to be able to see this person clearly. So at least you know it's there. You can kind of sort of, at least you have the warning of it. If you don't have the warning, it's a little bit tougher. So that's why a symmetry chart.
Absolutely. People spend years in those relationships.
Yeah.
So and
I would have known this when I was...
Yeah, right, in your early 20s, right? You know, and then, yeah, because, you know, you look back, and I have a ton of clients that, you know, they look back and they're like, God, I was with this person for 6 years. I did everything. And I would say, well, why? Because you seem to have healthy self-esteem.
Right.
You seem to have a great sense of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You had money and security. Why would you give, mm-hmm, everything for this person who put nothing in? I really believed, this is what they say,
right,
I really believed that this is who they were and that they were like fulfilling me in some way. This is really genuinely what I wanted. And that's not, it was never going to happen.
Right.
And you don't want to enable.
Right, exactly.
The other person, you know, watch very carefully. It's an easier way, astrological, psychic, everything aside, an easy way is just to make sure that there's a healthy balance, reciprocity early on in the relationship.
And I know you talk about boundaries a lot, and Neptune is hard because there really is no boundaries with Neptune. So, yeah, so that, you know, it just tends to, you know, you just tend to overstep and your energy gets too mixed in, and it's very hard to. You know, and Neptune, if you're having a strong Neptune transit at the time, you know, you might get married without seeing
what
the person really is.
That's
so
common to hear, too.
Yeah.
Anyone who puts someone up on a pedestal, they threw that ring on the finger real quick and then wanted it back later.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have another call coming through here. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? What's your question?
Doing good. I was wondering if I could get any messages from my store, financial growth, for a couple of months or anything I need to know at this moment.
So you're looking at what, finances for the next couple months?
Yes, or yes.
And what was your sun sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
Okay.
Let me see what I'm getting.
I guess for the new shift that's coming on the Jupiter, what's the new transits that are coming? It was my first time listening to your show. I just got on, and so I wasn't sure.
Yeah, Jupiter just moved into Scorpio. Actually, this is the most romantic, tomorrow is the most romantic day of the year. Venus and Jupiter will be connecting in the skies. It's supposed to be a good week of blessings for everyone. Go ahead with your question. I'm sorry.
Well, I think
sure.
Go ahead.
No, you can. I was just like wondering. I own an ice cream shop, and I was just wondering what you see going for me financially.
Yeah. What I'm seeing are a couple blocks in the road. I feel like from now to the next 3 months, I'm looking at almost like a month out from now, a little bit of a wall. I want to say more like a plateau. Things just sort of, you know, holding still. A little bit of a reversal or fear of a reversal. You looking at dotting your I's, crossing your T's, things going a little bit backward. And then I'm seeing it at about a month to a month and a half, that happening one more time, and then that's it for a while. Okay, so then it seems like it left loose. And then we're going in a smoother direction. I'm also seeing you add more products in. So I don't know why. I keep looking at like coffee beans and like, you know, chocolate and then like some kind of coffee beans. It looks to me like you might be bringing in a few extra things that could pull in. I don't know if you sell sandwiches too, but these feel to me more like drink and food products. And I want to say pull in outside client base that maybe wasn't there before. Okay, a focus on advertising. I keep hearing same old, same old, same old. You've gotten into a bit of a routine. It's like, well, this is where I advertise. This is how I do it. And I feel like look outside the box a little bit.
It's so funny. I have on my notes here for Capricorn to try new things in your life. It's just so funny. Like, she can't even see my notes.
Well, I must be going through that shift because I just 2 days ago have been feeling like I'm about to have a re-grand opening. So I reshifted my store. I do 4 types of marketing as we speak. So that was something new that I've never done. And I have 4 blends of coffee. What I'm actually working on is making my own pizzas. So I'm working on waiting for my brokers to come back with the pizza pie, but making pizza from scratch instead of buying, you know, say from Sam's and selling them that way.
Wow.
One of the other things I was seeing with the food part of it, when I saw the sandwich, it looked like we used to have a place here that sold something called the hippie sandwich. And it was hummus, feta cheese, and sprouts. And they put vegetables on it. And it was on like a 12 grain, like a thick bread. And I saw a gentleman coming in like a younger, you know, guy, vegetarian, coming in to purchase it. So that's going to symbolize a healthy alternative. Okay, so hit the young people. Hit the vegetarians, you know, hit the health options to there with that.
And also okay. I see, obviously, you're talking just like a Capricorn because you're planning every little bit towards your goal, which I think is great. Pluto is in Capricorn right now. So, you know, there things have to end in order for new things to begin. So that sounds like what you're doing. You're kind of revitalizing, renewing, and that's exactly what Pluto represents, is, you know, rebirth. So I think you're definitely on the right track. Like Ivy said, you know, go for the new things. You know, it might be a little bit of a plateau, but then things are going to start to move forward.
Nothing actually goes backward. It just isn't rolling forward as fast as she thinks.
Right.
It's mental. Mm-hmm. It's not actually going to go backward. So, yeah, good things. Well, many blessings. Good luck. Good for you. Thank you for your question.
Thanks.
Awesome. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello, yes. Hello.
And what's your question?
Hi. I was told by a medium at Lilydale last summer that she see me doing readings, like doing readings, and when I go travel to Florida doing readings, but she didn't mention like any time frame. So I was wondering, since it's been a while, is there anything I can do to strengthen my connection? Because it doesn't seem like it's really strengthened yet.
Well, you need proper training, and that's what we do here at the Academy. So we have a level 1 psychic mediumship development class coming up in January. And that trains you in psychic ability, mediumistic ability, and empathic ability. To give a real quality reading, you really need to be trained in all three areas, not just meditation or allowing yourself to receive from spirit. It really isn't enough just in that. So the training that we do here is under a method that I designed, and it triggers all of your abilities. So I would recommend starting there. I feel like what she said to you, what he said to you, was basically identifying in you that you have the potential to do this, but not really giving a clear outlet for, you know, as far as how to go about doing it. So I really feel like as soon as you train properly, you could start at any time. It's just sort of sitting there.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a year, year out. I see like a year. What is your astrological sign?
Gemini.
Okay, so Gemini, that's perfect. All in the mind anyway. So, I feel like there's definitely like a fresh beginning for you with a lot of energy. If you do the training and you do the work, I really feel like it'll pay off for you. It will do that mental satisfaction that you that you crave as a Gemini. And I think that like really having a focus here is going to help you.
And I just want to say what I'm hearing from spirit as far as you're concerned is that you have really good intentions. And that's the most important thing, that I feel like you would be going into this line of work genuinely to help people. And just remember that needs to always be your foundation. Okay, so certainly spirit will compliment you in this. And that's key. Okay, so yeah, check out classes at the Academy here. It's called Level 1, and it starts in January. Hope to have you, and wherever you are, you can also Skype in for that.
Do you know how much they cost for the classes?
It's all up on the website. So you go up to, it's called Ivy League Psychic Academy .com, and there's an entire breakdown there for all the classes.
Oh, okay.
Well, best wishes. We hope to work with you in the future. All right. Thanks so much for calling in.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you, too. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Nobody. Okay, we lost the last call. Okay, sounds good to me. So let's move on to just a real quick question.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is something a lot of people are worried about. They say, I know that this relationship is not working, whether it's with like my mother or a lover. Those are the most common areas.
Right.
And they are definitely afraid to cut something because they believe that maybe later on down the road, this person would come around and, you know, is there anything that you could say to them that it would come around and be fulfilling or be what it was always meant to be?
Mm-hmm. I feel like cutting is good for when, like, I feel like cutting is good when you do it when it's needed. And I feel like it's meant to be something else later on that will come around again and you'll be better prepared for it. You know what I mean? Like,
I would agree with that.
You'll learn your lesson, and then when it comes back, you'll make the decision, okay, I want to pursue this or I don't. You know what I mean? So it'll be like your personal choice more so.
Amen. So don't be like rigid and hanging on to something that isn't working. If you are feeding a problem, it will not grow and ever become what it could potentially maybe ever become anyways.
No.
So you're better off cutting and trying something new.
Right. I always think like set it free. And then,
right.
You know, it's like that saying, I don't remember what the saying is, but, you know, set it free. And if it comes back,
if
it's yours.
If you
know?
Love something, set it free.
Absolutely.
That's right. You know, and I mean, just personally, I do believe in a higher power. And I do believe, even though we understand astrology, we understand psychic mediumship, you know, we understand energy and how to properly do this. But if something is ultimately meant to be, and you have learned your lessons, you did your job,
right.
You did everything you could, it will come back.
Because sometimes your lessons are separate. You
That's
have
right.
to learn a lesson, you know, separately, and then sometimes you can come together with those lessons and you have a better relationship. I didn't talk to a friend for 10 years, and she was like a best friend, and karma brought us back together, and now we're best friends again. But that 10 years, I needed away from her. And she needed away from me so we could learn our lessons separately. And now we're just, you know, now we're better friends than we were back then. We have a stronger bond. So that's a good example of, you know what I mean? Like when you have to be separate sometimes. You have to cut the cord. You know, like she was draining me. I was draining her.
Mm-hmm.
Once we made that sever, then we came back together. And now we're best friends again. So
that's, I love that.
Yeah.
That's so sweet. And I had a situation where I went and I had a chart done with you. On someone new that I was dating.
Mm-hmm.
Christina's like, oh yeah, which chart was that? And
so, I think I remember.
Well, but what had come up was that there was karmic dues.
Mm-hmm.
He owed me from a previous life is what it looked like. And
right.
It showed up in the chart. And it was interesting because I didn't know this guy. We had been talking for a few years, but I really didn't know him on that personal note. But the one thing he and I would always joke about from the beginning was that in a past life, he stole my cows or something. He owed me some goats. And we would always, there was this overwhelming sense that he owed me something, had to try to take care of me in some way or give something back.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, I didn't want it.
Right.
I didn't trust him.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not allow it. And I have no regrets. For saying to him here in this life, and then it came up in the chart, and we were like, there it is. But for him, it created almost an obsession that he had to deliver that product to me. But here I was, not wanting it. No, thank you, you keep it.
Right.
You know, so I guess, okay, that sometimes you also just have to say, I'm sorry, but no.
Right.
You know, I don't need this. And if he would have maybe accepted that a little bit better, he could have gone off and learned his lessons or fulfilled that karmic contract another way. That's fair to say.
Right.
Yeah.
I think so. And it,
instead of clinging.
Yeah. And it sounds like, you know, it sounds like he needed to learn.
No.
He needed to learn.
That was part of what
he's saying. No.
Right. Right. So interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in this life, he didn't do anything really wrong.
Right.
There was just an overwhelming sense that I could not get past. That this person was going to wrong me, and I didn't want anything.
And that is
from
definitely
him.
Past life stuff.
For
you
sure.
You know it's there. You can feel it. So
weird. So strange. We're going to take another call and then we'll get on to some more topics like outer planets and things like this. And then we're going to have to wrap up the show. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes. Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your question?
Actually, you were just speaking about the topic. I've had someone very special in my life. We're best friends. We love each other. And he has been in a very unhealthy relationship for years. And I wondered if that was for him, because we're absolutely perfect for each other and everybody knows it, for him to learn his lessons for us to be together. So that was my question.
Okay. And what is your sun sign?
I'm an Aquarius.
Do you know what he is?
And he is a Cancer.
Okay. And what's his name?
His name is Mark.
Okay. I keep hearing the name Joe or Joseph around you, so I don't know if someone connected to him. Just know that it's coming up. Could be another love partner as well. Now, when I'm going over here with this, I'm feeling a past life connection. Where I feel you would have possibly mothered him, okay? And
okay.
I'm almost getting this combative thing with him, almost like a running off, closing off, running off, closing off, walling himself in, and a combative nature against you specifically. So it seems that some of what might be playing out, again, you'd have to get the full chart with Christina, but or a past life reading with me, but it seems like some of what might be panning out here, hopefully will, is that you need to look at that parent-child relationship and realize that you're not here to parent him. You're not here to, you know, educate him, and he needs to stop being defiant over things that are good for him.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
And I'm sure he does it in a million different areas, but specifically with you, that's a root issue here. Christina, what are you getting?
Well, as a Cancer, he's going to be one who hangs on forever. It's very hard for a Cancer to let go. They do eventually, but usually it's after like major destruction in the relationship.
Exactly.
And the fact that he does that, I mean, it means that he's a good person. You know what I mean? Like he's most of the time Cancers are family oriented, so they just have a heart. They care a lot, so they just don't want to let go. But once they do, that's kind of a lesson in the Cancer's life, you know, like how to let go. But once they do, you know, once he does, I think that, you know, he'll need time and space, you know, before he can, you know, start again like another relationship. But you know, like I do feel your pain because Cancer energy is tough. You know, like it's Cancer is the crab. They hang on forever. They get their claws there and they just don't want to let go. You know, and they kind of sidestep things too. You know, because they want to make everything well and good. You know, and you as an Aquarius, you know what I mean? Like you kind of want to fix things. You want things to be great, and you don't understand all that, you know, depth and. You know, like what's the problem? You know what I mean? It sounds like he's maybe like a little deep emotionally too. It feels like, you know, you guys might have to, you know, like you might have to kind of be the friend while he goes through those terrible things before he sees it. And it seems like there's a time frame, like a long time frame.
I'm feeling a long time frame on this one.
Yeah.
I feel like one of the things that might be good for him to see is you, you know, just really celebrating your life, moving forward, enjoying your freedom.
I wouldn't
show them how it's done.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold back. Like, you know, I wouldn't stop yourself for this. I would keep going. And then if it comes into play, then you need to, you know, stop what you're doing and look at it. But I wouldn't hold back for this.
I think that that's actually an element to helping it actually progress,
him
progress forward at some point. Because right now he has no intention. No genuine intention of actually making any moves. It would have to get very, very toxic and really fall apart. It will be a while longer, and there will have to be a couple hard hits, even possibly two more. One big one, one small one, before he might make that move. And I think that I think it would be encouraging for him to see, you know, you doing your own thing.
So just keep
doing your own thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. Interesting dynamic.
Thank you. Wonderful. Bless you both and have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
You too. All right. Take care. Bye-bye. I know that we're down to the last couple minutes here. What do we have?
3 minutes.
Oh, 3 minutes. Okay. So we're really pretty much out of time. But again, I would highly recommend, okay, Christina Del Rey, find her on Facebook. Give them your Facebook page one more time.
Just Christina Del Rey, D-E-L-R-E-Y, and you can just message me.
Okay. So I see Christina for my personal chart. I have seen her for my work chart for the upcoming year, the best decision I've ever made, like in business. I would say also feng shui was pretty smart to do. I did that once. But yeah, to know what my work chart is going to look like for the year, I'm about to go see her for all three of my kids' astrological charts so I can better understand them. They're getting older and a little bit, you know, more out there in the world. I want to have a better handle. And I see her for any relationship chart. So I have a heads up on what's going on as well as some work relationships. It's absolutely imperative that you know this stuff. If you want to book with me, you can find me at www.ivyriverapsychicmedium.com. You can also find me on Facebook at Ivy Rivera for an upcoming list of classes, ivyleaguepsychicacademy.com. We're also on Facebook. I would say for those empaths out there in the world, you may have light sensitivity, trouble with loud noises, trouble with crowds that might make you aggressive. You might have insomnia, migraines, ADD, okay, depression and anxiety. We have empathic means class coming up this Thursday. It is also downloadable. Check it out. Any last words, recommendations to people?
I would just say, you know, there's more than just a sun sign to look at. So don't get paranoid about, you know, oh no, we're in the wrong elements. It doesn't mean, you know, it doesn't mean you can't be together. It doesn't mean you can't work it out. There's good in each chart. You just have to, you know, you have to find out, is there more good? Is there more bad? Is there more challenges? Is there more easy aspects? And then, you know, work it out, you know, see if you want to put your energy towards it, but, and cut those cords.
And cut those cords
cut those cords.
Need to.
That's right.
Be realistic about that. Don't hold on. Let go of that death grip. Okay. Have some faith in higher power, universal order. Things will work out. So relationships, boundaries, and cord cutting class. Also coming up, I know you'll be doing astrology readings at the Margin Manor in
April and May. I'm also doing tarot there.
Also doing tarot there. So April and May, the last Sunday of every month, we're doing Ivy League psychic fairs out there. So you can also find her there. But come check us out in the meantime. We have a psychic fair coming up the 19th. That's this upcoming Sunday. Here, tons of good stuff going on at the Ivy League Psychic Academy. So take care of each other.